podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to the second episode of World Cup Fracker, first episode on the Amazon AMP app. We are Touchline Fracker, a UK-based football podcast. We pull no punches, we give you the analysis, we give you the laughs. My name is Mariah, get used to it. I'm joined this, well, for us it's the evening, but if you're listening over in the States, it's 4 p.m. on the East Coast and it's 1 p.m. Pacific. I'm joined by Spurs fan, Tottenham Hotspurs that is, Tobes. How you doing, Tobes?
I'm great, man. It's good to be here. It's good to be here.
Always happy to have you, brother.
Thank you.
We're also joined by Arsenal fan, Lewis. How you doing, Lewis?
Yeah, I'm good, Tobes. How can you say that I don't know that song?
Are you alright? You don't know that
song? I don't know who Bashy is.
Yeah, so for those of you who are listening and thinking, interesting song choice, that was a UK artist called Bashy. The song's called Black Boys. I think he made about 10 different remixes.
He did.
It harpers back to like, what, about 10 years ago?
Longer.
Longer than that.
Yeah.
As we go through the pod, you'll understand why we chose that song. So today is obviously day two of the World Cup. Very eventful day. Let's get into it. Since we're talking to an American-based audience, let's start off with the last game of the day, the USA versus Wales. A real classic. Boys.
For the ages. Yeah, I don't think that game's going down in World Cup history.
Nah,
but
no chance.
What I would say is I was quite impressed with USA for about 52 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said.
And you know, I think they play with like a lot of intensity. I think you look at USA's team, they're quite athletic. And you know, we know like based on US sports. Boy, they're very athletic sportsmen over that side of the pond, right?
I think their sports science is the area that they really shine above everybody else in the world. Like, yeah. When you look at the workout and the regimes and the discipline that their athletes have and how they prepare and how you have a guy who weighs about 100 kilograms, so for Americans, that's 220 pounds, I believe. My little conversion. He'll do like 20 reps of 100 kilograms, which is again, yeah. 220.
Heavyweight,
yeah,
basically, heavyweight, yeah.
20 pounds, and he'll still be able to be agile and athletic and explosive. Yeah. So we know that they know how to build fantastic athletes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it hasn't quite happened for them in terms of getting to that top level in terms of football. Obviously, we know they've had guys like Freddie Adu, Landon Donovan over the years, DeMarcus Beasley, Clint Dempsey, Brian McBride, to name a few. This is the
DeAndre Yedlin.
This is the Christian Pulisic era.
Yeah. LeBron James of soccer.
For those who don't know, but yeah, I agree with you. They seem to have quite a few young athletic players who actually had Wales for the first 40-50 minutes. Pretty much
pinned
back.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, no, they're very athletic and they were very well organised. It's, I think after about 50 minutes or so, you could really see that the intensity died a bit and I don't think they reacted quick enough. And Wales brought on Kiefer Moore, who I think probably changed the game because he just gave them a bit of a focal point. And I don't think USA could like deal with his, not his physicality, but just the fact that they've chucked someone up there is a bit of a big lump and he's able to hold up the ball, bring Bale into play.
But that is his physicality, you know? Like, their centre-backs couldn't really bully. Once he
Yeah, you can't bully him. But they were bullying... who was playing up front for Wales in the first half?
Dan James,
right. Yeah, he got hooked up.
Yeah,
dragged.
He weren't happy.
He's used to being dragged out half-time, to be fair, Dan James.
Yeah, he weren't happy, man. Dan James, previously of my team, Manchester United, now Fulham. That dropped down.
No, he's not at Fulham, is he?
He is
at Fulham?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, do you not remember him ripping the hell out of Martinez the other week?
If I give you a pound for every time you have about five
quid now. The United fans, they deny that ever happened.
No, we don't deny it. We don't care
because
we won.
This who denies it.
Listen, we're talking about the World Cup. Let's not get dragged into
When's your boy playing?
Let's not get dragged into club pod tribalism. Yeah, so like you said, Kiefer Moore came on to change the game. But before we start there or go to the second half. Let's look at the first half.
Yeah.
Who were the American players who were standing out to you, had a little bit of something?
The obvious was the LeBron James of soccer. Pulisic, my thoughts on Pulisic, very critical.
Not good player.
Yeah, very critical. I say that. I'm very critical of his performances in the Premier League because they've just not been good enough for a player that's been banded to be this really talented player. But in the first half, I thought he was really good. And I think you saw what was good about his play in the lead up to the first goal. He gets the ball, skips past one challenge, and then drives. And then the one thing that we don't really see much of Pulisic in the league that he did on the World Cup stage is the decision-making. The decision-making to actually play in Tim Weir, who's made a smart run, and it's a really good finish from Tim Weir, first time as well. So that was actually a really good USA goal, and at the time they scored that, nobody could argue that that was against one of the players, like it was coming.
Yeah, they say what, George Weir, one of the best players never to play at the World Cup.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
For his son,
eh? Yeah.
You're doing it for his dad.
living vicariously. Yeah.
George Weir is a president of Liberia right now, so I think he's doing.
Yeah. I quite liked Robinson,
yeah,
left back. I think he's a bit of a player.
He is,
actually. I've been impressed with him in the Prem. To be fair, I like him for Fulham. I think he's a good little player, actually.
I like Yunus Musa.
Yeah, he looks good.
He didn't really impress me today, to be honest.
I liked him, number six. I think he was nice and calm on the ball. He was okay. I thought he was pretty decent.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard like lots about him, and you know, he's supposed to be really highly rated. But whenever I've watched him, I've not been like, wow. You know, I don't think he's got a wow factor about him. Just looks decent.
You know who was actually having a decent game up until Kiefer Moore came on was Tim Ream.
Yeah, he was.
I don't rate him as a defender.
Is that your preamble for every American player?
Yeah, but when you're playing up,
I like Gio Reyna.
You're playing up front against Dan James, of course you're going to look like...
Yeah, no, but I'm talking more about his ability to actually play with the ball. Like, I've seen it in the Premier League for Fulham as well. Like, he's actually decent with the ball at his feet. It's just when the ball's not at his feet and you're asking...
It reminds me of Mertesacker a bit. Same build.
Nah, Mertesacker was much taller now.
Tim Ream's like 6'3", 6'4", isn't he?
Mertesacker was taller than
him. I know.
Mertesacker was taller than Gangli, isn't
it? Yeah, but so is Tim Ream.
A bit more coordinated.
But if the ball goes in behind, it's a myth.
Yeah. That's how it is with the big lads.
Yeah.
I didn't get it as well. But like USA, like it was clear to see that they were playing this ultra aggressive, like front footed style, but they were just hacking Wales players out in the first half.
The referee was handing out yellow cards.
Just chopping yellow cards for fun.
You got a problem with that, Lewis?
I mean,
you were mentioning it quite a bit as well.
I was not mentioning that.
You weren't mentioning that they were getting stuck in.
Oh yeah, I was.
Yeah. You just said you weren't.
No, I was an idiot.
You just said you weren't.
Guys, that's Lewis. Get used to it. Saying one thing and a minute later contradicting himself. Yeah.
I was alluding to something else that Mariah said. It was a bit of a scrappy game in the first half, and I think all the games so far have been that way. To be honest, a bit scrappy. I don't think we've seen like a single great game of football yet.
So, question on top of that, because obviously on yesterday's main podcast, we spoke about the heat being a factor, and we mentioned how the USA kind of dropped off.
I think that was a big factor.
I was going to ask that. Does that mean that if they're going to play this, and we talked about it yesterday,
you have to get your goals, man.
You have to get your goals, or you have to pick it in. You have to break it down into 15 minutes of intensity. Yeah. 10-15 minutes.
It's hard to do that, man. 100%. It's very hard to do that. When you up your intensity and
lower it again,
it's not easy to do.
I think the problem with USA is they got no tempo setters in that midfield. They got no one in the midfield who can actually slow the game down and
speed it up again. Yeah,
exactly.
What's Gio Reyna about, since you like him so much?
He's an attacking midfielder or winger.
Did he come on today? He didn't play today.
So that's not his game, but he just looks nice whenever I see him for Dortmund.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah.
Dortmund have got a lot of nice players, but you know.
Another conversation for post World Cup. Yeah? Yes. Let's go and talk about the team on the other side. Wales are a team that we're well versed with. Have a lot of players who play in England, so we know them pretty well. You've got legends, Gareth Bale.
Yes, bona fide legend, of course.
Legend for who?
For Britain, for Wales. Yes,
for Britain.
For Britain. No, it's the truth. He is, Gareth Bale is an icon. He definitely is. Of course he is.
In Wales he's and the white side of
no, 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 no. For Britain, he's the greatest.
He's not a British icon.
He is. For sporting, footballing. He, of course he is. He's the... Name me a greater British export than Gareth Bale. Name me.
There hasn't been any. But I don't think that makes him a British icon.
Bro, he's won now.
Bukayo Saka.
He's won.
Listen, it's not a stellar list. It's like... Oh, this guy's done really well on a list where there's nobody particular.
Okay, so yeah, but
I mean, Juventus fans, if you go into the throwback, they say John Charles, but that's before your time.
So of course it is, because I'm not on OAP, that's why. For those who are listening.
Yeah, but English players don't really travel, innit? So the pool is very, very slim.
Yeah, but even if...
So for him to be like, oh... in comparison to
but even
in comparison to who? Steve McManaman.
But even if you
you put some respect on McManaman.
Even if you take away the British element, Gareth Bale's name stands up with some of the greatest names we've seen in football over the last 20 years. 100%
It
does stand up.
It does, man.
Of course it stands up.
Stands up.
No, of course
in British football.
He said in the greatest names in the
last 20 years. Yes,
not British. He meant football. Full stop.
Yes, yeah. Of course it does. 20 years. He scored in 2 Champions League finals. He's bagged at the Euros. He's now bagged at the World Cups. What are you talking about, bro? Bro, stop it. Don't compare Marcus Rashford to Gareth Bale, please.
That's a criteria.
Of course it is.
So you think he's a top table baller in the last 20 years?
Yes.
I think he's a table below top.
No, he's a top table baller, bro.
I think he's table below top.
So he's like, a top table baller.
So Robin or Bale?
Robin and it's easy. Robin and it is easy, please. Let's not. Robin and it is easy.
Robin, yes, but Gareth Bale is more of a big game player. I'll say that.
So just answer the question. No,
Robin,
again,
but even if you say it's easy, again, Iron Robin is someone at the top table, and it's comparable. It's comparable. Yes, it is comparable. It's comparable, bro. It's comparable. It's comparable.
Gyrating.
Until because we can talk.
We've got the music feature. I don't know. If you listen to our normal pod, you'll find that we burst into song from time to time. But with the AMP app, you actually have the ability to select songs and let the songs do the talking for you. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to keep that in mind as we go along. Sorry, Tobes, you were saying?
Yeah,
Gareth. Yeah, I said it was easy. So for me, if it's easy, he's not on the same table for me.
He is on the same table.
Again,
it wasn't easy for me. It wasn't easy. It was easy for you, not easy for me.
You're not biased.
Bale was poor today.
Yeah, he wasn't good.
He wasn't good. Obviously, he's come up clutch with the penalty. And he got the penalty.
He won the penalty as well.
Yeah, and I'll give Tobes that. Tobes said he's going to have a big moment. He's a big moment player.
Yeah.
And he proved to be... If you know Tobes, he throws a lot of shit at the wall.
That's not true. That's not true.
One or two pieces.
Ain't true. When it comes to Gareth Bale, that's literally just a normal statement. Is, yeah? It's a normal statement. It's who he is.
Cool. Fair enough. Do you know who was really disappointing? Your boy Lewis.
Who?
Aaron Ramsey.
Yeah, he was poor.
Ramsey's not my boy.
But he improved in the second half, no?
I mean, I still wasn't impressed, man.
He was doing a couple little flicks.
But Ramsey,
his brown hair, man, channeling his inner David Beckham.
Doesn't he usually step it up for Wales?
He does.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. Of course he does. At tournaments, he does.
He's a big player, yeah, but he's washed, man. He's washed. He's been done a long time.
When did he start at the top level? Young, isn't it?
18.
Yeah.
Was he at Cardiff?
Cardiff then signed for Arsenal and then broke his leg broken by Shawcross.
And he came back.
Came back and he was slapping, bro. Yeah.
Post that leg injury, which we're going off the rails here, was he exactly the same player or did he lose a bit?
He got better.
Yeah.
He started off slowly, you know, Ramsey, and then he got better.
Ramsey was like, it's kind of like the Abu Dhabi effect. Like, in terms of, don't do him like that.
He was way better.
Hear my point. Listen. You see, Ramsey, I think pre-injury, it was more about the idea of Aaron Ramsey, if you understand what I mean. Same as Diaby. It's the idea of Abu Diaby. Yeah. So people might debate whether he was better before the leg break or after the leg break. But, you know, Ramsey was a very inconsistent player prior to the leg break.
Can we just get one thing straight? He was definitely better after the leg break. He was.
Yeah.
I don't think he was young and he just...
It just,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, he became a better football player.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Neither of these teams are gonna light it up, are they?
I think Wales will qualify out of the group, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think they're better than the USA?
It's just more who's equipped to beat Iran, isn't it?
I do.
I think they'll both beat Iran.
I'm not sure.
I think they'll both beat Iran. I think USA will definitely beat Iran, and we'll get on to Iran. And I think Wales should beat them too. I think USA will actually make easier work of Iran than Wales.
Probably, yeah. I think the way USA approach the game today will suit them better against a side like Iran than more so than Wales.
Iran can't hack that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they can't hack that at all. And Wales, I just there's a lack of quality, man. But I think they have good footballers.
But I think he got the lineup wrong today. Like he's playing Harry Wilson as this like inside eight midfielder, and I know Wales they played a back three in the Euros 2020.
Yeah.
They played a back three in the 2016 Euros as well. So I think he's trying to continue this theme of playing a back three to try and get them a bit more solid. But today they didn't look solid. Yeah. Like they were getting like USA were having their way with
Wales.
But
USA only had like five shots.
I'm saying when USA were on top, Wales wasn't in the second half. It wasn't a case of Wales defending much better. I think Wales stepped up a little bit defensively, but it was more a case of Wales actually taking the game to USA and actually getting more shots off at goal and putting more pressure on them.
Yeah.
Cool. I've enabled the call-in feature, so if any of you USA-based fans want to hop on and give us your thoughts on the USA's performance today, feel free to. We are a pod that appreciate our brothers across the pond. So while we wait for maybe some of you to give us a call in, we'll go on to the middle game of the day, the Netherlands versus Senegal. A bit more big names in this game, players that we're a bit more familiar with, the Virgil van Dijk's of this world, the Frankie de Jong's of this world, the Ismaila Sars of this world. And obviously, you're missing out the likes of Sadio Mane. Going into this game, Lewis, what were your thoughts?
I thought Holland would be better than they were. I think Holland had a very, very impressive qualifying campaign. I think they were like one of the highest scorers. I think they won like every single game how tough are these groups? But relatively tough groups, you know. I think they had like Turkey, Norway, you know. So they were playing decent teams. I think they won every single game. But was it Norway or maybe Iceland? I can't remember. But yeah, I thought they were going to be a lot better than they were. I was a bit surprised to see Depay not starting. Tobes' boy, Janssen, was up front.
He's definitely not my boy. But Depay, apparently, because I was shocked as well, but when they mentioned it during the game that he's been struggling with a hamstring issue for the last 2 months, so...
And he's barely played.
Didn't want to risk it.
Has he played
twice
this season or something like that?
I mean,
it?
Hamstring or not, I don't think he was going to get much airplay for this Barcelona.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of that Holland team, I mean, there's some good players, but then I think the drop-off...
It's a whole lot of mid, brother.
Yeah, there is.
It's a whole lot of mid.
There is.
I wasn't situations.
I wasn't impressed with De Jong, Frankie De Jong.
I thought it was decent.
Nah, he's meh.
I didn't think he, you know, influenced the game. Yeah, I don't think he influenced... I know he gets the assist in the end for Cody Gakpo's goal, but I think... A lot of question marks on Mendy for both goals, to be fair.
Let's speak on Mendy, obviously.
The wall of Africa, made out of mud.
Mendy has been scary. Scary for a long time, man.
Fam, he stinks right now, man. And it was, and funnily enough, someone put a tweet in, and a year and a month ago, he was in nominations for UEFA Men's Best Goalkeeper. And it was justified at the time because of his performances for Chelsea. But his fall-off has been nothing short of
Hugo
disastrous.
Hugo Lloris-esque.
It's nuts.
Hugo Lloris-esque. Was Lloris ever a top keeper like that?
He was.
Was he ever in the running for awards?
Yes. Yes, he
so,
was.
So, obviously, we're talking about the arc of Mendy, for those of you who are listening.
Spurs' is best goalkeeper, yeah?
Nope, best goalkeeper in the league.
They grabbed him from, where they grabbed him, was it from Lille, Rennes, one of these French...
I think it was who? Rennes?
Mendy.
I think it was Rennes.
Petacek found him.
Yeah, it was Rennes.
A little gem. So, he's come in and stigma around black keepers, not particularly good, Lewis. You'll know about that. Having been one of the main people who pushed that agenda.
Oh, wow. that is horrendous.
Sounds like Lewis, to be honest. Sounds like Lewis.
But he's come in and he's done really well, earned himself a starting position, and then he's essentially just really gotten better and better and better. And then I think, like you say, Tobes, he was really up there. But for the last couple of, 18 months or so, and where I remember it really starting was that, remember that goal against West Ham? When it was
the crazy one.
Onwards, he's been shaky ever since, and he hasn't really recovered.
Yeah.
Is he at the stage now? Obviously, Potter prefers Kepa. I don't know what Senegal's goalkeeper situation is, but he was atrocious, and he was at fault for both goals. And they get a draw out of that game, and it's a completely
100%.
Different situation for them.
100%. And I think what's damaging for them is like Netherlands are the toughest side in that group, and they were good value for a point up until that howler from, or the back-to-back howlers from Mendy. But I think the good thing for them is the tournament isn't lost yet, but they are going to face a stern Ecuador side. And if they had had a point today, they could go into that game with a bit more confidence. Now, it's like, you basically have to win against both Qatar and Ecuador. You can back them.
They're capable of doing it.
Qatar get rolled over, though.
Yeah, you'll back. They'll beat Qatar.
Rolled off, you get rolled
they'll
over.
They'll beat Qatar, but the problem is a game like... I didn't get to watch the Ecuador game, yeah, but...
Where were you up to?
I was coming back from Copenhagen, you know?
Okay, you could have said holiday. The amount of time you said Copenhagen in the last week...
Bruv, you kept asking me. He kept asking me, why do you want to know my plans? Why do you want to know my plans so bad? Why do you want to know my plan so bad? Huh?
He's like, oh, I can't make it. I'll be coming back from Copenhagen.
Yeah.
Unprovoked.
Yeah.
No,
I can't make it with a surprise.
No, I said I can't make it. You're like, oh, no, let me even find what you said.
Copenhagen was mentioned.
What was you doing in Copenhagen?
I was there for work. I was there for work. Then I was there for pleasure, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Work and pleasure. Yeah.
Scandinavians, yeah?
No. I was there with my missus, mate.
Oh, okay.
Just Copenhagen wind. It's
so different from wind. It's cold. It's flipping cold, yeah. It was like -1 degrees,
it's
brother.
It's so different from wind.
I've never experienced minus cold in my life.
So obviously you guys have made it clear you weren't particularly impressed by Louis van Gaal's Netherlands side. How much damage can you potentially see them doing? What we were talking about on yesterday's pod trends is that the fact that it's so hot means that we don't envision games being that high tempo. So teams being able to be really solid and resolute at the back will be the difference between going far. But what do you see them potentially doing?
Nothing really. I think they'll come out of their group. But I think if they'll
play the runner-up of our group, of England's group.
Okay, so really? so they can make quarters. Yeah, I think they can make the quarterfinals.
Okay, yeah, maybe yeah.
I think they can make the quarterfinals if they get the runner up of England's group. England will top the group, and whoever comes out of it when it comes to Wales and USA will be the ones, really and truly.
Yeah, I think England will play. If England top the group, they'll play Senegal. That's an interesting matchup because
England should win that though. But Senegal's PMP is nuts. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
Yeah, but the English lads aren't stressed about that.
No. I'm not saying they're stressed, but I'm saying their PMP is the one thing that they'll have to worry about. I think if you can deal with the PMP for Senegal, you beat them. Simple. Because I don't think they've got the cutting edge this tournament, and they're missing Sadio Mane big time.
Yeah, fair enough. Let's actually get onto the main event. We're in Shoreditch. We're in the heart of East London. England play today, lads.
Yep.
6-2 in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Black boys, yeah, we're all black boys.
Apart from him. Apart from Lewis.
I mean, he's as black as Jack Grealish.
He's a culture vulture, but
for another day.
Just because I've got more rhythm than you.
Nah, you ain't got more rhythm than me.
Don't worry. At your wedding, you'll see what I'm about. What was I gonna say to you? Going into the game, we know that Southgate predominantly likes to go with a back three, but today he chose a back four and it was leaked yesterday, etc., etc. How much of today's performance do you think was because of the fact that he got rid of a defender and then had an extra midfielder? Was the fact that Iran aren't a particularly good side, or were England just that good? So I'm trying to understand, do we get carried away by this performance or not?
I think it's a mix of both. I think you can't overlook the fact that Iran are fundamentally a poor side.
I can't believe they're ranked 20th in the world.
Yeah, it's crazy. They're not the 20th.
What's their record like?
They beat Uruguay a couple of games ago.
That's good enough for 20 for me.
Yeah. Is it really?
No. Well, that was a friendly though, wasn't it?
Yeah. How did they do in the Asia Cup? Because Qatar won it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, boy, Qatar winning the Asia Cup.
Exactly.
They beat South Korea en route though.
Boy. Scary. Very scary.
I think they beat Japan in the final.
I think with Iran, I think their goalkeeper is a very big part of How they play. Like, you can see
who's Carlos he play for? Oh
God, I don't know. I'm looking at them. He got like he was in contention for like goalkeeper of the tournament in the last World Cup.
Really?
So they won. So Iran,
because he saved Cristiano Ronaldo's penalty in the Portugal game in the 1-1 draw. I think Argentina only beat them 1-0 in a Messi free kick. I think Spain just about beat them. Like, they haven't been getting battered like
so,
this.
So let me. So I've just decided to pick out their run from late 2020 through.
Just
to,
decided.
No, because I'm looking at a whole lot of greens, innit? And up to February 2022. So 15 games played, they won 14 and drew one. But when you look at the opposition they're playing,
go on.
Syria, Lebanon.
Solid.
Good team.
United Arab Emirates.
Solid.
Iraq.
Solid.
Syria. Solid. Again, Cambodia.
Solid.
Bahrain.
Solid.
Hong Kong.
Solid.
Lebanon. Again.
Solid.
And I bet they weren't clapping these teams as well. It's like 2-0.
They beat Cambodia 10-0.
Oh, okay, fair. Fair fucks.
Uzbekistan.
How many does Taremi get back?
I'll tell you, like, they beat Bosnia and Herzegovina.
So what score?
2-0. That's actually a decent win.
It's a solid side, bro.
Dzeko's still playing up front for them, yeah?
Mm. That's a legend. He's still scoring goals, isn't he?
He's a legend, but Bale isn't a legend.
They
yeah?
drew... Exactly.
No, I didn't say Bell's not a legend. He said he's on the top table of players in the last 20 years.
He is.
Put you out there, mate.
No, you didn't. You almost did, though. Yeah, I like it. You like it, I love it. yeah. Cool. So let's talk through the England performance. So obviously the first 20, 30 minutes or so was really marred by the injury to the Iran goalkeeper. So they tried to do everything they possibly could to keep him on the pitch. So... Firstly, a conversation about concussion protocol. So people who are listening from America, who follow the NBA, who follow the NFL, will know all about concussion protocol. And they also know about players years after finishing playing, ending up with CTE. And a lot of people decide not to let their kids play these kind of high physical contact sports because of what happens. So what example, I guess, was being shown today where Queiroz and his teammate were just chucking water in his face.
It's crazy.
But trying to make him keep, trying to make him keep playing. Water. Sorry?
He thought it was holy water. He's thinking he's gonna revive him.
This is live, so we can't do what we usually do, where we edit.
Can't do time
so we can't do timestamp, yeah? So
what? I didn't think that was a man thing.
It's not. Mirage is hypersensitive these days.
Holy water's a Christian thing as well. Oh my days. What a mess. This is turning into a shambles, isn't it?
Yeah, God, I'm listening. It's something about podding after a long day at work, isn't it? But anyway, that's what we're saying. What did you lot think of that incident and how it was handled?
It was insane, and it showed a complete lack of regard for player welfare.
He only broke his nose, right? Like, I say that, but it's not a concussion.
But it's a madness, bro. He's broken his nose, and he's clearly out of it.
That was the more important
thing. He's clearly out of it, bro.
His nose was just hurting him.
But he was... Bro. I think he was out of it.
He was out of it, man.
I think he was out of it.
Come on, man.
He panned the ball, and that's the problem with our society.
No,
it's not. No, it's not. That's indicative.
Premier League mentality. Yeah.
Of course, he should have come off. I'm just saying, I don't think it was a concussion.
That's Premier League. That is. Yeah. League mentality. That is.
That's bullshit.
They tried to force him. They tried. I don't think this is a discussion about concussion protocols. I think he just broke his nose.
So do you expect him to play the next game then?
Well, I don't know. They'll probably have him in like some sort of
mask.
Yeah, those masks look sick, like Batman.
Yeah. So
yeah, but as long as he gets that, you're cool with it, yeah?
No, it's up to him if he wants to play, isn't it? Like, he obviously felt like he could play on. Yeah. I thought the whole concussion discussion, I thought it was a bit over the top.
Okay.
Like, he broke his nose.
Okay.
That's what it is.
We'll wait for the post. We'll wait for the medical report.
I mean, of course, I'm a medical expert. So I know all about these things.
Great. You know?
I've read many studies. I read it in a book.
You read?
I read an article in The Athletic, and there was a 30. Yeah, I read an article in The Athletic.
If you know, you know, boy.
If you know, you know, brother. Mm. Cool. So after 35 minutes, Jude Bellingham of Borussia Dortmund, reputation.
Hey, Jude.
Is that how they sing it?
Yeah, that's the song.
Fair enough. Jude Bellingham of Borussia Dortmund scores a really nice header from a Lucas Shaw.
Lucas
for his friends. Mm. A Lucas Shaw cross in. Really good finish. Yeah. Talk about the goal. Talk about his performance across the 90 as well.
Jude was good today. I thought he was all action. First touch was a bit higgy a couple of times.
Do you think... Okay, that's a good point you make. Do you think... he's been misprofiled by people who don't watch him, because I think a lot of people think he's a get the ball off the centre back sort of player.
No, he definitely isn't. He's a box to box.
I know, but I think that people I saw some people's like England 11s and they had him as the deepest midfielder.
Doesn't make any sense. He's not someone who's gonna. I don't think he's like that sort of high volume passer who's basically gonna control the tempo of the game. I think he's more hustle and bustle. He's quite physical, good in dual type situations, and I think he's someone who can actually make good runs into the box and actually get off some shots at goal. Man, he's got like 9 goals for Dortmund already this season as well. So he's clearly.
I love that he's got like 9 goals. AK, I just read his Wikipedia.
He's got nine goals for Dortmund this season as well. So
bagging in the Champions League as well, man.
Yeah, exactly.
He's downloaded the goal scorer pack.
Yeah. And I think, to be fair, someone who is sort of like, when you look at his physique, he is someone, his physique and the technical quality he possesses, he's definitely someone who should be getting some goals. Like, he has to be setting himself a target. Like, you have the quality to actually burst past a couple of players, and you've got the quality to be composed inside the box or at the edge of the box. So he should definitely be looking to continue or improve on his goal scoring feats so far.
Agreed, and he can finish with either foot, and he's actually pretty good in the air as well.
Yeah.
The next goal was scored by Bukayo Saka of Arsenal, so naturally I come across to Lewis.
Star boy,
how was he today? God's child.
He was all right. Took his goals well. I didn't think he was amazing, but he just took his two really, really nice goals. I think against a team like Iran, like the longer the game goes, the deeper they will sit in, the harder they'll be to break down. I think it's just important to get like, you get a goal inside the first 20, 25 minutes or whatever. And I think their game plan really just goes to shit. And then they
have to come out.
Yeah. And then the floodgates literally open. And we saw that, you know, they were affording a lot of space. They couldn't deal with anything we had to throw. I didn't think England were that great. I really didn't think we were that great. Like, I didn't think we created like a hatful of chances. Like, I think we had like 7 shots on target. 6 of them went in. I think we had 13 shots in total. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think it was a particularly. I think our XG was only like 2.
Yeah, you know what it is with England.
Wow,
I thought we scored 6 goals, but I mean that just goes to show the quality of the goalkeeper.
Expert,
as well.
I think it was expert finishes today.
Yeah, cool. I really liked. So obviously Bellingham's was a great header. Saka's it got a little deflection, but that was a good finish, man.
Mm. Yeah, it was. That's what I was gonna say. Saka's finish, like he's one bounce and he's just walloped it.
Boom.
Top nice. Corner. Like even with the, I think even without the deflection, I think that's
going. It was going that direction. Going yeah. Anyway, agreed. So. Agreed. Obviously, the third goal is from Raheem Sterling of Chelsea, not having the best season so far. See, came for Thomas Tuchel. He's got Graham Potter now being used all over the gaff. But really nicely taken volley. I believe your boy Harry Kane provided the assist.
Good cross. Yeah. I thought he had a good game today.
Who?
Harry Kane.
Mm. Oh, I thought you were going to say Raheem.
No, you know what? Raheem had good moments, but I don't think he had a good game, personally. I thought he did what he needed to do, right? And that finish as well, first time on the volley. Great first finish. Defender, yeah. Great finish.
Yeah, fair enough. Then we had Bukayo Saka grab his second. For any of you who are listening,
good play from Raheem there again.
Again, yeah. Moment, like you said, not a good game, but good moment. For any of you who don't watch football when America is not involved, a couple of years ago we had the European Championships. England got to the final against Italy, got to a penalty shootout. Bukayo Saka was one of the players who missed his penalty. And what followed was a truly embarrassing torrent of racial and all other types of abuse for him. Marcus Rashford and Jadon Sancho, who didn't make the squad. But back to his goal and why it was so great to see him shining for England on the biggest stage. Really well taken.
Definitely.
It's impossible to hate him, man.
Yeah, no. He's doing everything right, man.
And yet sometimes we've got to find ways to hate him. But listen.
How hard is it to do? Because you resonate with him on so many levels as a Nigerian.
I don't think it's that hard.
Really?
He plays for Arsenal, so I don't think it's that hard.
But
like he did his thing today. Like I actually thought, you know what, like when he got the ball, I thought, rah, like surely you're gonna cross this, right? But
no.
I think that's not even, I don't even think it's confidence. I just think that's who he is. Like he's someone who can
draw you closer to the ball, then move you away from the ball. Comes in, comes out, and then I think he got a little bit lucky with the finish, but the intent was there, and he took his goal. He took his goal well, and I think he deserved a brace for his endeavour when he got the ball at the edge of the area.
Top goal scorer pending, yeah?
Boy, I think whoever's playing Qatar is going to fancy themselves in that game.
It was full your boots season at that point, man.
Indeed. Taremi scored to make it 4-1. Really well taken goal.
Really well taken goal.
I think, was it goal of the game?
Pardon?
Goal of the game?
No.
Saka's
up. Goal of the game was Saka's.
His first. Yeah. He's just prolific.
Very, very just convincing. What do they say? He finished with aplomb.
Yeah, clinical.
Yeah.
That's the guy who knows where the back of the net is. Who did he get the better of there? Was that Harry Maguire? Yeah.
Harry Maguire, who actually thought was having a really good game for him.
Yeah, but he fucking weren't defending anyone, was he?
No, but on the ball, he was having a good game.
Was that the first time he had to, and then?
Yeah, literally, the first defensive actually got called into.
You know who I thought it was cheeks as well today? Trippier. I thought it was so bad.
I think this is personal.
You've
though.
Got an agenda.
Thank you. I think it's personal. I've seen you tweeting about him. It's quite nasty stuff.
I think it wasn't good though. I agree.
No, okay. You know, it's personal. But objectively, take away the personal.
Do you think you can do that though? I don't think you've got that in you.
No, I can, because I think if you watch his game objectively, he was paused for England today.
He wasn't good.
His use of the ball today was really, really bad. I thought it was really bad.
Yeah, time for Ben White to come in, I reckon.
Ben White, that's a good right back right there.
Yeah. I was thinking more Trent, but... Hey.
Huh? Yeah.
We actually want consistent performance, yeah?
Yeah, okay.
Boy, cool. So, obviously, they make it 4-1, which then takes it and Harry Maguire goes off for... What was his issue?
I think he was feeling unwell or something like that.
Sick as a dog.
Bubble guts.
Yeah.
So, Harry Maguire comes off and obviously they're happy for him to come off at 4-1, but it's taken a bit of a gloss off. But then... One of the three players who missed penalties in the Euro final, Marcus Rashford, comes on.
Your boy, my boy.
Yeah. My guy.
Yeah. He's
coming back, bro.
Yeah?
He's coming back. He's not
second all the wind, yeah?
Yeah.
Or is this like the third wind? Or is this the fourth fifth, wind now? What is it? Fifth wind?
Yeah. You're jokers. Is it, anyway.
it's like the fifth sequel or whatever, yeah?
I think this is his second wind. I think the fact that we even have to call it that for a player who's 25, I believe now. And it's just
how he tried to do there.
Tried to bring it down.
But I said 25. I own that. His
why age, you said 24 to begin?
Because I for a second thought he was 24.
I think he's 25.
Closer to 26, to be fair.
We're not.
You know, 26 sounds mad far away from
24. Yeah.
One young one is like, all right.
Yeah. So obviously he had the tough time. He had the time after the Euros.
He's 25.
Of course he is. And he turned 25 in like, what, October or something?
26 next
year. Yeah, October 31st.
There you go, man, the animal. Fair enough. A month from now, he would have been 24 anyway.
A month ago, you would have been correct.
So he comes on and he grabs himself a really good goal.
Fantastic goal.
Great goalkeeping.
Is what it is. You know, he has to do it. That's his first goal at a World Cup.
Do you think if it was a decent goalkeeper and goal, Rashford scores there?
Yeah. Slotted. Nice. Yeah. Low and hard. Mm. That's how we like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair. Do you think Saka's goes in with a decent goalkeeper?
No.
Fair enough. Wait, that's you.
I think a few of the goals probably don't go in with a decent goalkeeper.
Okay, cool. So Rashford makes it 5-1. Happy days are here again, obviously. And then when Rashford comes in, we actually rung in the changes. So Callum Wilson comes on for Harry Kane. Marcus Rashford comes on for, who did Marcus Rashford come on for?
He came on for Saka.
Marcus Rashford came on for Saka. Jack Grealish came on for Sterling.
Callum Wilson came on for Kane.
Yeah, Phil Foden came on for Mason Mount, who wasn't good today.
No, but I think we all thought that was a bit of a... I think if there was any of the players that I thought... like, I looked at the lineup and I thought, yeah, I'm not sure about that. I understand why he plays Maguire and Pickford and, you know, Trippier. I understand it. But Mount, I don't know what he's ever really done in.
But we keep saying this, but he starts for all his managers.
Yeah.
He's a good player, but I just...
He is a good player.
But I'm talking about him. The idea of him is one thing. I'm more interested in his performances.
What is the idea of him, though?
The idea of him is a good technical player who's got a lot of energy, endeavour, gets it and gets stuck in, has moments of quality, can score goals, can create goals, can strike the ball. That's the idea of him. But how often does he really use that to influence games?
Not consistently.
Not enough to get as much game time as he gets for me.
Agreed.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm shocked he started today. I'm not shocked he started today, but I'm perplexed. I'm perplexed as to why he keeps starting.
I'm telling you, it's the idea of him. Cause
manager's dream.
Yeah. If we had...
Oh, God.
If you that's a free advertisement.
Gamble over there.
If you had...
Not available in the States.
Not available in the States. If you had Rice sitting, or Rice the deepest midfielder, and you had Bellingham being Bellingham and Mount being a clone of Bellingham, I think that's a nice midfield. You've got a sitter, and then you've got two Roman eights, who are kind of working box to box. But you've got Rice, who isn't the guy you want it to receive off the fullback, and he likes
I
to go.
He was that good today, man.
I thought he was good.
I think he was fine. He played passes through the lines, yeah, and exactly. He carried the ball.
It's Iran. They didn't really put much pressure on him on the ball.
Yeah. We're gonna really struggle against the better teams with Declan Rice.
Yeah, no, because we always do.
Yeah.
I think we know what he is, but for how he played today, I think it was good today.
Yeah, I thought he was good. But I think today did nothing to answer England's critics about how well they can use that ball in the middle of the park.
Agreed. And then...
What's going on here?
And then Jack Grealish...
Muzza.
Yes. I won't mention the website. It's
what website is that?
Soccerway. I'm not even going to unpack that. Jack Grealish, who has moved to Manchester City, and seems to have gone up in Southgate's estimation. So he gets the number 7 shirt now, gets picked for every England squad in comparison to when he was at Aston Villa, lighting up the league, and Southgate would barely acknowledge him. He comes off the bench. First question, if you guys are Callum Wilson, are you shooting?
Yes.
100%.
Yeah, that's gone like that. It's Iran. I've never played for England at a major tournament. I'm right in front of goal. Yeah, and Callum Wilson
Callum Wilson might never get that opportunity.
Yeah, bro.
No.
They're gonna play USA.
I mean, we score, it's the right decision in the end, isn't it?
It's what on FIFA people would call that a Tesco goal. But in terms of actual football,
I've never understood that.
Making a good football decision.
It's ridiculous. Oh, it's a sweaty goal. That's what they call it.
A sweaty goal. Yeah, goal. What are you talking about?
I remember that used to get to me. So what I used to do was either super finesse it. That's one goal I remember I scored with like Real Madrid with Benzema, like outside the box. Finesse it with like no power, but the keeper didn't move. Or just smash it. They had no culture. So either I smashed it or super finessed it. But if I'm through one-on-one and I can cross back or square it to my partner to tap it in, that's a no-brainer in football. So good decision from Callum Wilson. He makes it 6-1. England are really happy. But then we go and concede a penalty. Let's talk through that.
Yeah, I don't think that was a penalty, personally.
No, I don't think it was.
I don't think it was a penalty. I think, like, when you
the referee felt sorry for him.
Yeah, go on there.
He was looking at him for bare long as well. Like,
it's a charity pen. It's literally a charity pen because when you
this
slow
is
it down,
as good as it gets for them. Two goals in a World Cup game. Yeah.
That's true.
When you slow it down, it looks worse than it actually is. When you watch it in real time, like it doesn't even look like he's made that much contact.
Sure,
no, it was John Stones.
Oh,
and when you compare it to the decision that they didn't give in the first half, like. That one was literally a rugby tackle on Maguire. So I don't think John Stones did enough to impede the Iran player, and yet they gave a penalty, a charity pen. So
some would say the game is a game.
Yeah, and Taribi said I'm leaving with something.
Yeah. Cool. So England go top of the group. They've obviously also got Wales and the USA in their group. We expecting them to win all three games?
Yes.
Based on what I've seen today,
Are we expecting Southgate to make any changes? When they spoke to him post-game...
Maybe in the third game.
Yeah, when they spoke to him post-game, he said he wasn't happy with the fact we conceded. And rather than being quite ecstatic, he was actually quite annoyed. And he was like, I should be happier, but nah.
You
should
be watching too much Pep videos, man. Be happy, bruv. You won 6-2.
He asked Grealish, if you won 6-2 against a team you're much better than, how would Pep react? he wouldn't be happy. All right, cool. I know what I'm doing in my first game. I know what I'm doing in my first
bar
game.
Bar for bar.
Exactly. Literally bar for bar. So I'm expecting England to come top of that group. Let's take a quick look back to yesterday. I know neither of you watched the actual Ecuador versus Qatar game, but coming into the World Cup, everyone was, obviously, like we said, Qatar Asian Cup champions, everybody telling us how much they're going to surprise us. They're atrocious.
I think the occasion probably just got to them. I refuse to believe they're that bad. Like, I know we can sit here and banter about the Asian Cup.
But like I said, they had to beat serious teams to win it.
They were in the Cop America a few years ago.
Yeah, and you liked what you saw.
Well, I don't say... I mean, they did all right. You know, they gave teams a game. I know it's probably a different squad, but, you know, I just thought the occasion probably got to them. Probably a lot of pressure on their shoulders, man. You know, they're relatively unknown. No one's ever heard of any of these Qatari
they're
players
cheeks,
before.
Man. Let's call it.
Thank you.
Their best players got eight caps, man. For Sporting
Gijón. We've just bashed Iran. We've said Iran aren't good. And they're ranked 20th and they won like 14 out of 15. Qatar are cheeks, bro. They're not doing...
Qatar or Iran?
Iran are better than Qatar.
I think that's a proper dust up.
Qatar are cheeks, man. They're not doing niche. This tournament. Sorry, they're doing niche this tournament.
How far did South Africa get?
Shabalala.
Yeah,
equalizer. That was it. Yeah.
Was that it?
That equalizer. Was that it?
That was
a 1-0. They won that game.
Did they win it? I thought they drew it.
Fair enough.
I can't remember.
Does it? Do you guys think it? Out. Do you guys think it takes something out of the competition where the host nation doesn't go far?
Not when it's Qatar.
Nah. I think it takes something away when the host nation are actually formidable.
South Africa didn't
and
go through.
They don't go far. Like your France when they did the Euros, or Brazil when they did
they were in that French
World
group.
Cup.
South Africa, where France finished bottom of the group.
In 2014?
2010.
Oh, South Africa. Yes, South Africa 2010.
Uruguay,
yeah.
Mexico went through.
Wow.
Mexico were good that tournament.
Yeah?
Yeah, they were.
Who's in the team?
Carlos Vela.
Right now.
No, not now. You wouldn't have a clue who's in the team.
All I know is Cuauhtémoc Blanco played for them.
Cuauhtémoc Blanco, that's a legend right there.
He was 40 every tournament.
That was
every tournament.
Guardado.
Rafa Marquez.
I just said that.
Oh, did you? Oh.
Yeah.
Guardado.
Hector Herrera.
Chicharito.
Yep, he was.
Oh my days, the funniest sounding voice.
The Santos brothers.
The Santos, no, not the brothers, but
Gio De Santos. He loosely based himself on Ronaldinho, yeah? Nasty, nasty behavior, man.
And we bought it.
Ochoa?
We bought it.
Was it Ochoa?
Hook, line, and sinker. Yeah, you not bought him, innit?
Yeah. Hook, line, and sinker, that's what I said. We fell for it.
Oh, Gio.
We thought we were getting the next Ronaldinho.
You guys thought you were going to get that sponsorship.
He was cheeks. Wow, he was cheeks. But he actually went on to actually be decent for some of the clubs he played
Didn't
for.
Didn't he go to the MLS?
No, Villarreal. He played for Villarreal. He was actually decent for them.
Was he?
I think he was, yeah.
The good thing I like.
And maybe it's the MLS. I liked him in the MLS.
I love that. I love the fact he very quickly wound that back
but
in. I respect
when he,
that.
When I watched him for Mexico, he was actually decent.
He did his thing, yeah?
Yeah, bro.
Cool. So host nation not going to go far. Ecuador impressed or just they beat a shit team?
They beat a shit team. But
yeah, their PNP was too much for Qatar.
Enough. Valencia shit. Throwing it back. I mean, he scored that wonder goal for West Ham. Yeah. And some people know him from faking injury to avoid the police where he owed, alimony for his kid, yeah? That's an absolutely elite mentality.
I've never heard this story.
Have you never?
I've never.
Have you seen the visuals?
Nah.
So like it's back in Ecuador, I believe, and he's like getting stretchered off, and the stretcher has been followed by like half a dozen police officers, yeah. And it's him pretending that.
I thought it was fake.
The vid.
Yeah.
Oh, that's joke.
That's
man.
Him.
No, I that's know it's
joke.
Him.
Oh, the injury.
The actual situation.
Oh no, I believe that's the situation. Yeah, I believe that's the actual situation.
That's real.
You know, that's
real scummy.
That's like he's one of those players that he'd be a pub quiz question. Like, who scored the opening goal in the 2022 World Cup?
Yeah.
In 10 years' time. That would be a proper pub quiz.
And then your
how
uncle.
How was, because obviously you watched the game. How was him?
No, I didn't. I was here.
Oh. I wanted to talk about that Hincapié guy because we were linked with him in the summer. And
I think once you're linked with a player.
He gets talked up and I've never watched him play.
I think once you're linked with a player and you don't get him, they're probably good. Once you're linked with a player and you do get them.
Dispersed.
I heard Saicedo played well. Yeah.
Cool.
I like him.
We got about 10 minutes or so left, so let's quickly just look ahead to tomorrow's games. Get your thoughts on those. So I'll start four games tomorrow. Can we talk about the fact that we're going to go through this World Cup in record speed?
Yeah, it's mental.
What's the group stage? 10 days, is it?
Yeah.
It's nuts.
So we've had injuries coming in, and obviously...
Every game has been like 15-minute stoppage time.
Yep.
Games yeah. coming off.
Yep.
We've had injuries coming in, and I think we're going to get a decent amount of injuries here. What sort of impact do we think this tournament's going to actually have on the second half of the season?
Major impact. You're going to see players out for longer. You're going to see players way more fatigued. I just think the whole thing is it's a mess, and it's off the back of an already jam-packed season that's had to be sort of squeezed into a shorter time frame to accommodate this World Cup as well. Off the back of COVID ravaged seasons,
the players haven't had a normal season in about three years,
bro. The play, forget normal season. The players haven't had respite.
That's what I meant.
In like 2-3 years.
That's what I meant.
Oh, sorry, my bad. But yeah, it's just, yeah. I don't like this. And again, when we talk on player welfare, they're doing all these things. They're pushing all these things, and then they'll be shocked when player A is injured for X number of weeks. And stuff.
And that damages, if you're talking about damaging your brand, that damages the brand more than anything. But 100%. I think at the top level, to make billions or hundreds of millions off of the World Cup, like, Mane doesn't need to be there. Benzema doesn't need to be there. Pogba doesn't need to be there, right? So for them, there isn't really any particular incentive for them not to do it, right? Chucking another tournament like the Nations League, a bunch of friendlies at the end of the season, and then the end of a long season. Bunch of sponsorship, more money for FIFA, right?
Yeah.
So why would they stop?
It's a shambles.
Yeah, agreed. Let's look across to, like Lewis said, it really starts tomorrow. We've got four games, action-packed schedule. The first kickoff, 10 a.m. UK time, Argentina versus Saudi Arabia. So Argentina are one of the two favourites alongside Brazil. I don't think I need to mince my words or... think that anyone won't understand who we think about when we think about Argentina. We think about Messi. Yep. Yet to really light up a World Cup from start to finish. This is his last, unless he defies the odds, which he was.
Yeah. Is that true, though?
I don't think he didn't light up 2014 start to finish. He doesn't have a knockout goal.
He lit up the group stage. He lit up a World Cup knockout. He got a little bit.
Every
game.
Yeah.
Maradona.
You watched those games, yeah?
Yeah.
You watched that yeah. group opener against Angola.
He didn't play against Angola. I can't remember. Yeah.
You watched it all.
Yeah, because I don't have to mind every single team that they played, but he
took... What would you give his performance out of 10 in that game?
In their opening game?
Yeah.
I don't know, like an 8? You're asking me about a game I watched like 10 years ago.
So you watched
every single Argentina game in that
now campaign. I watched a 1986 World Cup vid.
So it was
just YouTube compilation.
Every single performance you saw.
Well, yes, because if in every single game he's
basically that's what I'm asking. Did you watch every single game?
Listen,
recap. Huh? You're telling me 90-minute performances based off recaps.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Huh? Yeah. Because that Argentina team was lacking in quality, and he had to carry the team.
Yeah.
And this is what... And listen, I think international football is a lot more organised in the sense that I don't expect players to do what those kind of old-school guys were able to do and completely take over a whole tournament. But do I expect Messi to have a better World Cup on his resume than the best one he served up so far in 2014? Yes. That's the standard I hold him to. Lewis has said, who do we see light up a tournament? Messi's not these guys.
It's true.
Like, whoever you can think of who's the best, next best player you can think of, he's clear of them.
Yeah.
So I hold him to that standard.
But, yeah, I do think he wasn't bad in the knockout.
I don't think he was bad. I didn't say he was bad.
His striker shagged him, man.
Do you? Higuain and Palacio. Yeah. They had...
Blood on their hands, bro. Their stupid pigtail.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Palacio's
heinous. But... This is his swan song.
Yep.
What are we expecting from the fella?
I think he's gonna
good season.
I think he's gonna bring the heat, man. They got the bit between their teeth now. I think they've not conceded a goal in God knows how long. And
their managers, you know, Scaloni, he used to play for Deportivo.
Yeah.
I know Scaloni. You watch all his games, yeah?
That Deportivo.
I'm not you. I don't know.
Jalminia, Juan Fran, not Danielson.
Diego Tristan, Juan Diego Carlos Tristan, Valeron, Roy please. Mackay. I think Diego Placente as well, please. Yeah. You're talking to a vet here, yeah?
I'm having a conversation with you.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking to Tobes.
No, I was saying, like, that was a very iconic Deportivo.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Do you remember they knocked out?
Down, son, right?
No, I didn't hear you. That's all. We're on the same page. Did you remember them when they knocked out AC Milan, right?
And Arsenal.
I think we had a couple tussles with them as well. Mm. Diego Tristan.
They packed us in.
Do you know what? Champions League.
Roy Mackay might have scored a hat-trick.
Who else but Roy Mackay? Do you know what? Yeah, he was. I used to call him a poor man's Ruud van Nistelrooy. Do you know what used to kill me about the Champions League back then? Because we obviously didn't have the access to football the same way we did. You'd literally get to watch these players maybe once or twice every 2 years, and you'd form all your opinions on them.
Maradona, yeah?
Huh? Now, I've probably watched more of Maradona than I have of Diego Tristan. say you get to watch these players once or twice in a 2 year period, and that's your opinion on them.
That's,
you know,
nostalgia though as well. Like that really kicks in with when people talk about and the bar for current day players is so high because we're literally watching every single game.
Agreed.
The players
agreed.
In the past never got held to those standards.
Agreed. Cool. I'm going to go on to the next game. Got 4 minutes left.
By the way, Argentina win like 8-0 tomorrow.
Yeah, smash.
Denmark versus Tunisia?
Yeah. It's going to be a tough game.
Denmark will win that.
Score?
Tough game, though.
I think they'll win it 2-0. It'll be a hard fought 2-0.
Yeah. Tunisia got some ballers. But Denmark, I think they're my dark horses for the tournament.
They're good.
To Denmark win it or just to have a good one?
They're a good side, man. They got good players.
I
don't think
they can win it, but I mean, if I was to back an outsider,
it'd be them, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. Mexico versus Poland.
Oof. That's not an easy game to predict, man.
Yeah. Berlin, outside Lewandowski, I mean, how many of their players do you know?
Zielinski.
Two.
I don't know any Mexico players. Blick.
Are you even sure he's there?
He's there. Three. Cash as well for Aston Villa.
Matty Cash.
Yeah. Yep.
Poland, by the way, of England.
Milik. He's there as well.
I don't think he got picked.
Fabianski.
Yeah. Milik will be there for sure.
I don't think he got picked.
For Poland? How can he not be picked?
I don't know. I think I read a thing and somebody was talking about it. Like,
There's no way they can have a tournament and Milik ain't there. They ain't really? They ain't got any.
Now name Mexico players.
Mexico players.
He was going to say the word Mexico.
Mexico.
No. Mexico players.
They have fallen off big time, man. You generally.
They got my man, though, from Napoli. What's his name? Winger.
Yeah, he's here.
Brahim. No, not Brahim.
Minich is here.
Plays for, you know who I'm talking about. Yeah. And he lit up the
The
2018. Was it 2018 World Cup? I can't remember his name.
Cool. And then finally, France versus Australia. France have been ravaged by injuries. What's the prediction here, lads?
Oh, they got Raul Jimenez. Raul Jimenez is a Mexican.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where have you been?
Yeah, so lads, France versus Australia, quick prediction.
Cuadrado's still playing, yeah. Wow.
France versus Australia?
France will beat them.
Choa's in the squad.
Nice.
France will beat them. I think France will win that 2-0.
Lewis, France versus Australia?
Yeah.
But then again, France played Australia in the last World Cup.
1-0, fortuitous.
France, I think Australia were stronger.
I think Giroud scores a goal in the World Cup this time.
He has to.
He's closing in on their record. Cool. So yeah, it's our first AMP episode, second episode of World Cup Fracker. If you're listening to us for the first time, follow us on the AMP app at Touchline Fracker. Follow us on Twitter at Touchline Fracker. Follow us on Insta at Touchline Fracker. Touchline Fracker, just say the words to you. FRACAS. And for those of you who are listening on the AMP app, let's see you out with a little dulcet tones of, who's that, Lewis?
England.
Huh?
Neil Diamond.
Sports Social Podcast Network.